When natural disasters strike in this country, states often send their National Guard troops to manage the relief efforts. But with some 40,000 National Guard members either in Afghanistan or on their way there, there are far fewer to respond at home. Iowa Public Radio's Janine Beck reports the Iowa Guard is turning to retired members to fill in the gap.
Retired Sergeant Major Lowell Teat is surveying the foot of water rolling over Highway 117. It's the major road into the central Iowa town of Colfax, and it's buckled under the weight of the Skunk River. The floodwater has swallowed up cars and cornfields and forced 300 people from their homes.
4 or 5 days ago, the water was much higher, but it is still a situation that you still have to watch as you see the water still going over this road and underneath the other road over here as it's swirling through.
Teat is a former school teacher and now hobby farmer who oversees 4-H cattle shows at the state fair. But this August, Teat is also serving as an emergency awareness contact for the Iowa National Guard. It's a volunteer gig that only pays if he's activated during an emergency. Just 3 weeks after training, Lowell Teat was sent to evaluate a dam break in Lake Delhi.
We thought this was going to be something that was useful, but we didn't realize it was going to be this useful, this quick.
His job is to assess the damage and recommend if and how the Guard should respond. So far this year, Iowa has not deployed Guard troops or equipment to assist with the flooding. That's in sharp contrast to 2008, when 4,000 went into 24 waterlogged communities. Providing that same level of support in the next 12 months will now be difficult. The Iowa Guard is facing its largest single-unit call-up since World War II. Polk County Emergency Management Coordinator A.J. Mum says local disaster agencies are keenly aware of their absence.
The National Guard provides a number of things in our local communities besides just disaster work. But certainly from our perspective, that's when we need them the most. And, you know, you have to sit up and take notice of those numbers being someplace else.
So far, 70 retired Guard members have volunteered for this new program. First Sergeant Randy Rice with the Kansas National Guard predicts his colleagues in Iowa won't have any trouble. Kansas runs a similar program and has recruited 400 retirees.
They always kind of want to come back, and they still want to feel a part of being in the National Guard. And if they become a scout, that helps them still be part of the National Guard in their state, you know. And so I think it's very rewarding for them. And then any kind of training that we have or anything like that, they get to come back in and they might see somebody that they used to drill with or something like that. So sometimes it becomes quite a reunion when we have training. But
Rice says he's not sure why more states haven't copied the program, but suspects this current round of deployments will change that. Back in Colfax, retired Sergeant Major Lowell Teat says age has its advantages. Many of the retirees have served in Iraq, Kuwait, Grenada, and Vietnam. And while Teat was never deployed overseas, he has responded to lots of tornadoes and floods.
With the experience that I've had with the many years, you've been put in different situations. And in this point, you need leadership.
Tanned, fit, and trim at 61, Teat could still pass the Guard's physical fitness test today. But program leaders joke the best part of volunteering is that there's no way in and no running. For NPR News, I'm Janine Beck in Des Moines.